a bite-sized chunk of your favourite show, the Tom, Lingy and Loggy podcast.
I just want to put out a trigger warning here for sexual assault conversation, because I want to talk about this disgusting news that's come out this week about assault of a 17-year-old girl in Sydney. So really sorry if it does trigger you, and if you want to switch off, I totally understand. However, we have a radio show, we have a platform, and I just am sick of, you know, people call up and stick to telling you dumb jokes and stuff like that every so often.
And we do. We do a lot of the time. But sometimes we've got to get real.
We absolutely do. And I am sick of stories like this coming up and feeling like this disgusting feeling in my chest, and then it passes into the news cycle and is gone within 24 hours. And this is what's happening with this story. It's sort of still developing, but it's already, you know, being buried by, you know, whatever else has come up in the news, and it doesn't warrant that. It warrants all of the attention because the ordeal that this girl has been through over 6 hours, being driven around Sydney by four men, the fact that it was one guy and he video called his mates, and they thought it was a good idea to jump in the car, is disgusting.
It's sickening. It's frightening.
Yeah, absolutely.
It's frightening.
Yeah, right. So the ages of them, three of them can't be named, but they've got all four of them. And I would suggest that it's all alleged, right? But I would suggest that they will all end up serving time, right? And so they're setting themselves up for somewhat of a similar ordeal, you would think, but for much longer than 6 hours. So enjoy that, you pigs.
Yeah.
Right? However, I think there's a bigger conversation to be had here. There's been at least two women that have been, their bodies have been found in the last month, two or three.
Oh, yeah, in the last week, actually.
Mm. 2 weeks, week or two, right? So this is a huge problem that people will talk about and will say, oh, you know, we really should do something or whatever. Start doing the work. Start talking to your friends. Start calling out the men in your life when they are making comments or behaviours that are overstepping lines. If it sounds like aggressive or problematic behaviour, flag it.
Yeah.
Because that is where they will realise it. If they've got someone who's close to them saying, hey, it's not really cool.
Like, we don't talk like that.
Yeah.
We don't make jokes like that.
Yeah.
We don't say things like that. And we definitely don't do things like that.
Yeah. And you know what? It's probably going to be uncomfortable for you to do that, at least in the first few instances. But it's going to be much more comfortable than you having to find out that your mate or your brother or your cousin has gone and hurt someone because they didn't have whatever filter that they to live in, you know, civilized society.
Yeah. Thanks for actually bringing this up, because you are quite an ally for the female species.
Oh, yeah, it's not even that, mate.
But you are, and it's scary. And the fact you're so right when you say it just goes into the news cycle, because we are used to seeing women being attacked, women being murdered, women being found, women, like, it's just an everyday occurrence for us, and it becomes this norm that we're all, as a society, like, that's sad, moving on. Nah. It can't be.
And you can say, oh, what about the men and stuff, and maybe they don't even make the news. Sure. Everybody deserves the right to feel safe.
Yes.
And not be assaulted at, like, the trauma that this girl is going to have to deal with. Anyway.
Oh, it's so sickening.
It's just, I could say more, but I'm worried that I'm going to swear on the radio. So I just wanted to flag it and just say this story is still important, and the overall message is important. Just bloody be better, do better, and hold the men around you to a higher standard.
Tom, Lingy and Loggy. Listen live weekdays at 6 a.m. on KROQ 955 or online at krock.com.au.
Just had a call from someone whose name will remain unmentioned, but they, just off the back of what I was talking about before.
We'll just basically say you open up. There's a trigger warning, of course, for this. 1-800 Respect is always there if you need it. But this case coming out of Sydney of a 17-year-old girl that was attacked brutally by four men, well, one man, three boys, which is currently in the news. And, yeah, thank you for speaking out about it, because you're just like, this is just going to go back into the 24-hour news cycle.
And it's going to get, yeah.
And it's just, it goes with everything else that we hear, with women's bodies that are found and assaults that happen and all this stuff. And just no one wants to talk about it.
I'm just sick of it. I'm just sick of it, and sick of sort of sitting on the radio and telling jokes and stuff and not actually talking about stuff that's important and that can help. And this caller that called through, bless him, he's been a football coach for juniors, sort of teenagers. And when he was going through at that age, his coach would give him the talk, you know, respecting women and consent and all of that. And he had that chat with his players as well and got a $400 fine from the club.
Why?
Because it's not coach's place to sort of shape young men in teenage, like, you know,
it's
in
not.
Junior footy. No, it's not the football club's place. It's the parents' place, which is, for want of a better term, handballing the responsibility massively. And apparently it's not just his club either. There are multiple coaches around the region that have either quit, and this is around Geelong, Surf Coast, Bellarine, that have either quit or have been disciplined by their clubs for trying to instill, you know, a sense of responsibility in the young men whose lives they have a huge influence over.
Well, that's the whole thing. If you're a man with influence and you can influence young boys and bring up these types of discussions, shouldn't you? Isn't that part of what you should be doing?
Well, and the messaging needs to come from all angles. It's not just the parents' job. It's the parents' job. It's not just the parents' job. It's everybody who's, if the message is coming from all angles, then God, hopefully it'll come get through, you know, like I know football clubs are such a social place and it's where their mates are and they spend so, but if their messaging is coming from their mates as well, because they're all getting fed this same
and online
respect as, message.
Like, and online, as we see it with the Andrew Tates of the world and all this type of stuff, you don't want to acknowledge it. That young boys are seeing this type of stuff.
They're even radicalized. They're being radicalized.
It's out there. And if you've got people in your life that you respect and you're a young boy, then you might listen to them and it might change your life and, more importantly, someone else's life.
Yeah, absolutely. It might save someone else's life.
Exactly. I mean.
The Tom, Lingy and Loggy podcast.
What you thinking about? What you thinking about? What you thinking about, mate?
Hey, mate.
Yeah, mate.
You know what I've been thinking about?
What?
You know, sometimes you're walking and you accidentally kick a rock up and it hits someone in the back of the leg.
Yeah.
And you're just like, oh, I didn't mean that. But you also don't want to be like, hey, you, I kicked you with a rock, but I didn't mean that, because you just think, is this just part of life? Sometimes you're going to get rocks kicked at you, and sometimes you're going to be the one that kicks the rocks. And that's just what I've been thinking about, mate.
What you thinking about? What you thinking about? What you thinking about, mate?
The Tom, Lingy and Loggy podcast.
Funny how random discussion can turn so heated so quickly. We were talking about eye rolls off air. And because this week it was discussed because the Italian Prime Minister rolled her eyes at the French president about the US president. And as we were discussing eye rolls, I said, I don't like doing them because it hurts me, because my eye rolls go left to right. And you're like, what are you talking about? You roll your eyes into the back of your head.
So when it is, and it doesn't have to be like a long, drawn-out thing. It's literally just you look up to the heavens like, oh, my God, Jesus, baby Christ up in heaven. What is this person saying to me? Why am I part of this conversation?
No, eye rolls are left to right like a rainbow, like, oh, brother, you know?
That's not an eye roll.
And this is why we're fighting. The phones have gone off. I am very much looking forward to the results in our phone poll that we're doing.
Okay, you want me to press the phone
poll?
Right, okay.
Now.
Please help. Call me now. The K-Rock phone poll.
52232955. Where do your eyes go when you roll them? Louise in Lovely Banks, where do they go, mate?
Hey, Loggy.
Yeah.
No, no, no. Yes. You're wrong. They go to the sky, as Tommy said, like, oh, my God, are you serious?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, beautiful. All right, thank you, Louise.
Okay, well, you know. It's
ding, that's one for me. Where's my ding? Hang on.
Yeah, no, that's okay. We don't need the ding. Okay, we do. All right. Michelle from Moolah, if you were to roll your eyes, would you go left to right like a rainbow, or would you go straight up?
Straight up.
Yeah.
Okay.
Straight up. Now tell me, do you really want to love me forever?
Well, I can't be angry at that.
Bo's in Armstrong Creek. Morning, Bo.
Morning, guys.
Now, when Loggy says something ridiculous on the radio, like your eye roll goes left to right, where do your eyes go?
Yeah.
My eyes go up and then to the side, but only for a second. So, Tom, if you're holding your eyes back, that's really weird. It's almost like you're pretending like you're a zombie.
You just see the whites.
Exactly.
Of my eyes.
Okay, so you go up and across.
Kind of both, but they go, yeah, they go up and then instead of just going straight back down, you pull them to the side and okay. You sort of readjust the normal eye level.
Bo, you should see us in the studio. Tom and I right now are just like, and I bet you there's a lot of people out the roads that are doing
up
it right
to the
now.
Side.
Up into the side.
It's an eye roll with a twist.
Okay, well, that's not either way for us then.
It's an eye barrel roll.
It's an eye barrel. Holly from Armstrong Creek, when you're rolling your eyes, you go rainbow style. You go left to right, don't you?
No, you go straight up in the air, just like the iPhone emoji.
Oh!
That's what that is, mate.
That's what they're... Right.
That is, yeah.
Oh, I just thought straight that was up. Looking up.
No.
Like, ugh. I didn't realise that was an eye roll. Okay. Do you know what? I know this seems ridiculous, but I have to say, I know Chris, our music guy, he's listening right now, and if he hears this, run in, because he was saying that he feels the same way.
No, he wasn't. He was saying he was interested to hear what people had to say.
But I'm pretty sure what he said was that, yes, I do the left to right too. And then he said, like a rainbow. And I'm like, exactly. Oh, hang on. Here he comes.
I thought
here
he was on the tour.
I thought he was, yeah. Okay. Chris, all welcome. Right. Do you roll your eyes left to right?
I said I've done both. Like both. When I came in and said, I've loved this conversation, this is fascinating. I've done both. I asked people out here. I even got the general manager of K-Rock involved. And what did she say?
Well, clearly, it's a curve up and across to the left.
Rachel's
wow.
Rainbow.
Like a rainbow.
Wow.
It's
the
not.
The GM says it. Our supreme leader. Okay. Let's say yes. To the rainbow eye roll.
Well,
her vote overrides all the general public, everybody else. Okay, well, I disagree.
Tom, Lingy and Loggy. Listen live weekdays at 6 a.m. on K-Rock 955 or online at krock.com.au.
Bedtime routines with young children, you've got to keep them pretty uniform.
Oh, yeah, it's sort of like routine is good, yeah?
Yeah, so they're called a routine for a reason.
Oh,
you know,
yeah.
You always sort of do the, you know, the bath and then the brushing of the teeth and then sort of a bit of milk and off to bed sort of situation, right? Yeah. And you like to read some stories.
Yeah.
And we have some relaxing music that we like to put on for the girls.
Yeah.
But of late we've sort of incorporated an extra little layer to the bedtime, and that is...
Drugging them?
If we have to. But only when it sort of suits our lifestyle.
Just take this coffee medicine from the 80s. It's fine. I turned out fine.
Have a nip of this whiskey and one for Dad too.
Yeah.
No, so we have incorporated telling them stories lying in bed. Cause so we've got Indy who's 6 and Goldie who's almost 4.
Yeah.
And so we lay with them until they fall asleep.
Yeah.
And it's one of the best things ever. I love it.
Yeah.
Right? And so we started telling them stories just as something sort of different to do to wind them down while we're lying there in the dark, whatever. And so I think Carly started this telling stories about Princess Indy and Princess Goldie.
Oh.
So it's the two sisters.
So they're made up stories. It's not like you're reading a book.
Mm.
They're made up. That's a lot of work.
It can be. It can be. And you're about to find out exactly how much work it is, right? So according to the girls, Mummy's stories are awesomer and Daddy's stories are longer.
Well, I wouldn't know anything about that. A bit more detail in Dad's stories, isn't it? So the princesses were born and they cried for a bit and then they got new clothes and then they went on a new venture.
And the other one
My
did.
God.
Yeah. So anyway, so they live in a castle far away with King Daddy and Queen Mummy.
Yeah.
And the story that I started rolling this week, because obviously changed the adventures that they go on, and I barely ever remember them. So I will just go pick a different adventure and just riff.
Yeah? I love that.
Just tell them a story.
Yeah.
And that's probably why they go a little long. But sometimes they will ask for 3 or 4 Princess Indy and Princess Goldie stories. So it gets...
Oh, come on, guys.
I know. I was like, okay, that's one more.
Just
right?
Say you get one and that's it.
So... I can't say that. Okay.
God, your parents just being so good.
So anyway, so this week I started rolling a story where Princess India and Princess Goldie jump on the unicorns. Mm. And some versions that have rolled this week, Queen Mummy's gone as well on a unicorn. And they go for a ride and they go through the fields and over the hills and down into the valleys and that kind of thing. And they end up in a valley that they've never been in before. And they're riding through a forest and it gets dark and they can't hear any birds. And there are no squirrels on the ground. And then they come to a clearing in the forest and there's a big boulder in the middle. And up on the boulder jumps a troll.
I'm so invested in this, by the way. I can see it all in my mind's eye.
Yeah, and so then the troll says to Princess Goldie and Princess India and Queen Mummy.
Yeah.
You must answer me these questions three.
Do the voices?
Yeah. Otherwise, I will eat your guts and you'll have to stay with me forever.
Oh, my God.
Right? Dilemma. So then I come up with three questions, either 6-year-old appropriate or 3-year-old appropriate.
Okay.
And then I let the child answer the question. So the troll says, okay, what colour are Mummy and Daddy's cars?
Okay.
And then Goldie will chime in with black and white. Okay. Right? So great. Okay. So that's been beautiful. And then she gets the three questions right and the troll is defeated. Oh, no, you got him right. Oh, I can't believe it. And he does this after every question. But then once the final question's answered, and then he bursts into flames.
That seems like a lot for a wind down, but I'm so into
you're
it.
You're right. And then they sort of look behind the boulder and there's just a pile of ash and then they ride out of the forest and they get out into the fields again and they can feel the wind in their hair and then they ride home. And that's so this is the story, right?
That's great. So 10 out of 10.
Thank you. So sometimes I tell that same story a second time, particularly with Goldie, and trust me, they get to the forest quicker. They get to the troll
and then
quicker.
They decided, we have a horse, but do we need a bigger horse? And how much money do we have? Maybe we should barter for this horse.
So if I put them, and in further iterations of this story, there is less about getting to the forest and running into the troll and more just about the troll.
Okay.
And more just about the troll asking the questions. Mm. And now Goldie is asking for more questions. So the questions have gone up to 5.
Oh, wow.
And the other, and not last night, but the night before, she wanted 10 questions and she just wanted the troll to ask her 10 questions. So my bedtime stories are now trivia nights. And I play the role of a troll. Who is also your quiz master. And she doesn't want the story. She just wants me to ask her questions and she's going to answer them.
Yeah.
And so I've got my own little now family-built trivia team that once they're old enough to go to the pub and do trivia, we're going to kill it.
Tom, Lingy and Lockie. Why don't you get this podcast again sometime? And listen on air at KROQ 955 weekday mornings from 6.